Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Going to be a rough year for the Democrats, and it's going to be a rough two more years after that. And I wouldn't want to be one. That's why so many of them are being, or so many Democrats are abandoning their party. Democrats this year are going to, they're already doing it. They will back away from Wu Flu nonsense. I asked you guys the other day, watch the number of times you see Fauci on the news. Where is the threat of the next coronavirus variant? Remember they had Omicron 2? Where is it? What happened to it? What's the follow-on? You're not going to see Fauci in the news. He's going to fade into the woodwork. The economy is forcing them to do this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You can call me at 844-551-8255. The leftists are going to, this is going to be the year of spin like you wouldn't believe. You're going to think you're in the midst of a hurricane. The spin, that little spinner is going to blow so hard, you're going to think you're in the midst of a hurricane. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to have a really difficult time defending yourself. You can spin fake jobs reports, but it ain't going to matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the jobs they give. It doesn't matter the welfare they give. The money they give away will never be enough for their constituents. Never. America's poor, in case you didn't know this, are rich. Many of them are wealthy. See, there's a difference between rich and wealthy. Rich means you make a lot of money, but it doesn't mean you keep it. Wealthy means you make money and you get to keep it. But let me tell you how the left are wealthy. Many of them have more money and more security than people who go out and work for a living. I'll get to that in just a second. They have housing that's paid for or highly subsidized, Section 8. And don't think a Section 8 house is always in some bougie, you know, some ghetto neighborhood. The Section 8 housing can be in some pretty nice areas. I know people that have some very nice Section 8 houses. Middle class neighborhoods. So they get that done. They get their child care paid for. They get their medical paid for, etc. While you go out and work your butt off, they get all that, and they have a little bit of money left over to, you know, get the hair and the nails did, and then, you know, hit the club. And if they're smart, they could actually save money because it's not taxed. So America's poor are at the very least rich, certainly in comparison to other countries, and in some cases wealthy in comparison to even Americans. America's poor, if you said we're taking cable TV or internet, in the old days, let me just tell you this, in the old days, you paid, I don't know about you, but I pay for internet. I think most people do, right? We have it through our cable system. Well, if you're poor, there's legislation over that says you should get it for free. Why? Because everybody should have access to information. It's a human right. Now, keep in mind, we give the poor phones, Obama phones. They have browser capability. They can look up anything they want. But no, it has to go into their home. Next thing you know, it'll have to go into their cars, and we'll be subsidizing cars. When we were poor, you couldn't have cable TV. You couldn't have the internet. You didn't get free child care. You had to get your aunt send them over to your cousin's house or something like that. The poor have better creature comforts than sometimes than you can even afford for yourself. In short, folks, we've spoiled our poor. Yeah. I don't think anybody would disagree with me. Half the world lives on less than $5 a day. Half the world. Over 3.5 billion people live on less than $5 a day. Folks, could you live on $150 a day? I mean, a month? I don't think so. There's this article. In these tough financial times, a new study finds it's getting harder and harder for people to save any of their money. In fact, 7 out of 10 Americans say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Now, this has been going on for some time, but it gets better depending upon who's in office. Under Reagan, it got really good. People were feasting. Stock market did well. Under Trump, people did really well. Under Clinton, believe it or not, people did really well. But 7 out of 10 now. Recent survey of 2007 adults found that 63% don't see them reaching a level of financial security that will allow them to live the lifestyle they want. In America, where we have complete, unfettered, 1 degree of separation to the American dream, and 63 out of 100 people don't believe they can achieve it. Pretty telling. Lack of financial education and resources may be to blame, particularly for women who were less likely to say they had access to these tools in comparison to men. So men are more optimistic about this stuff. But I want to go to what the bigger picture is. These types of polls really tell you the truth about leftism. See, what they're telling you is 63% of this country doesn't like Joe Biden, doesn't like his policies, doesn't like what leftism brings, because they understand there's more to this. This dream is real. They're watching people around them. That 37% who believe that it is achievable, people like you and me, those are the people who they look at and they go, whoa, Kevin's undaunted. He continues to move forward. Hey, look, I'm not an idiot. I look at my financial situation all the time and I say to myself, hey, you're getting kind of long in the tooth there, Kev. You better start making sure you're prepped. I'm thinking about it constantly, but I never believe it can't happen. I never do. And you got to take precautions. You may have to go get yourself long-term disability insurance. You may have to really do a soul searching of what you're good at and what your prospects are and start really looking at money. My friends do it. I have friends, Dale and Lori, they said years ago they were going to pay off their house, be debt-free. They lived overseas through his company over a while. They saved their money, and they will live a comfortable life in retirement. Anyway, got a lot to talk about today. I can't wait to get to it. Hang in there with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Holy papa of prognostication. Can I call it or can I call it? Kevin Jackson here, folks. The person who warned you that the Democrats, the leftists, the plutopian progressives, whatever they call themselves, will be backing away from RUFU like thieves leaving a crime scene. And now they're doing exactly that. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I don't listen to other people's radio shows, so I don't know whether they called it as well, but I told you. I said, they can't keep this ruse going any longer. They've milked it for all it's worth. That cow is gone. You might as well just kill it for meat. This is from Town Hall Magazine, townhallwhatever.com. Isn't it great how science suddenly changes overnight? Now masks are no longer necessary. The science changed, you see. Or was it the polling? New Jersey, California, Delaware, all blue states are lifting their mask mandates within the next few weeks. Now, I talked about this the other day, but I just want you to understand, later than I talk about it, these people start to make their declarations. I already told you. I said, here's what's going to happen. They're going to back away. Mask mandates will go away. Vax mandates will go away. I want you to understand. Go back 3 months, 4 months, 6 months ago. You were told, you better get vaccinated, you better wear that little mouth diaper that we put on you, or else. And you know what people did? The little chumps out there went, oh, I better do what I'm told. And you did it. Many of you did it. Hey, look, I'm not getting after you. I'm just telling you, I know they tried to scare you. But see, this is where I go back to the difference, for example, between Joe Rogan and myself. Joe Rogan, they say, oh, Joe, you better not do that anymore. We'll take you off. If I had a $100 million contract and you threatened to fire me, fire me! You think I'm going to change because you decide, oh, well, you know, Kevin Jackson, you better do this. Take it. I got my money. I'm good to go. I'm going to go somewhere else and do it. I'm going to go to where I am right now and do exactly the same thing. Take the money. Ask Fox if I'm willing to do it. See, we have to have people that are willing to stand up. Do I need to bring up those Canadian truckers? They're in the middle of Canadian winter, and they decided, you know what? We're boycotting. We're not going to do this. And right now, Trudeau wants to outlaw giving them fuel. Let one of them freeze to death. But you know what I'm proud of? They're willing to do it. And so it's all starting to change. Let's go back to town hall. So he says, it's just funny how California lifted their rule after Governor Gavin Newsom was caught maskless at the NFC Championship game. What's being missed is that he was taking photos with the maskless Magic Johnson, who up until recently was living with HIV. The point is, the man who was most at risk of getting a nasty bout of COVID due to health issues didn't even care about the Wu flu. Los Angeles, by the way, the guy wrote Wu flu. He wrote Wu flu. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti explained his maskless escapades by declaring that he was holding his breath. It's laughable. It's indefensible. Let me stop there. It's indefensible if you are a mask Nazi. And oh, by the way, I would really like to hear from my vax Nazis who not long ago were telling me, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. You're doing a good. I'd love to hear from them now. Where's my misinformation? Where's your science? For every one of these putzes that wanted to tell you that this vaccine is science, this is science, 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 science. Where are you now? See, what I told you people, the people that are anti what we're talking about here, I said to you, what are you going to do when you're wrong? See, I come on this radio show every day, and I have to make a decision. Is what I'm about to say going to make me have to pull my foot out of my mouth or get my head from betwixt my buttocks? I have to think about that before I open my mouth, which I can just tell you, I'm going to let you in on a little secret for those people that are naysayers. I am very thoughtful, and I know it doesn't appear this way. I know the smooth taste will fool you, and my debonair good looks might throw you off, but I'm pretty bright. I'm pretty freaking smart, and I know when I'm being bamboozled, and I kept warning you. And let me just tell you something, mask Nazis and vax Nazis, it ain't going to get any better for you. Because as you have to rethink think all this stuff, you're going to find out you've been a clown from the very moment you said, I'm willing to wear this mask. I wore that mask on planes in protest because I have no other way to get around this country. But if you don't think I wanted to punch everybody in the mouth who said, oh, raise your mask up, raise your mask up, raise your mask up, you're dead wrong. And it isn't because I'm a violent person. It's because I think that stupidity needs to be confronted harshly. I go on. There's no pivot. So just switch sides and act like everything you've said about mask and COVID never happened. Bam! I give you what I told you would happen. That's what they're going to do. He writes, it's shameless, but that's the liberal media and that's the Democrats. I'm telling you, folks, they are going to act like they never wanted this. What are you talking about, the science? We never said that was science. We never even do. It was never mandatory. You're going to hear the most insane crap. They're going to act like there's no video of them, that there are no articles of them. I don't care how many mashups we make with them going, hey, it's important to wear the mask. It's important to wear the mask. 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 Mask, 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 mask. And then vax, 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 vax. And they're going to pretend We never did it. If you did it, you did it on your own. We didn't compel you. Remember, here's us saying we never thought that you should wear the mask. And they're going to play old Trump clips and stuff like that. And they're going to forget about science. They're going to, and when they do talk about science, they're going to, oh, you know, the science was not in at the time. And here's, I can give you Fauci's. You ready? Well, you know, all the data that we had at the time, the data was saying this. You know, hey, listen, had we known about the data. Yeah, I'd like the data. Now the Biden crew is going to revise the COVID hospitalization figures. They are going to separate those who were hospitalized because of COVID and those that were hospitalized and had COVID. So because of COVID and with COVID. Now, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've been telling you that these figures are bogus. Oh, the hospitals are full. Oh, my gosh, they're dumping bodies out the back. That's what happens at hospitals. It happens during every winter when flu kicks in. They got lots of hospitalizations. They have lots of deaths. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed was the narrative. Hey, can you hear me, Vax Nazis? Can you hear me? Yeah. They want to get a more accurate sense of Wu Flu's impact around the country and whether the virus is actually causing severe disease. They now want to look into it, people. Do you smell a rat? See, let me tell you. We should already be lining up lawsuits right now to tell them, no, if you reverse course, we're going to sue you into oblivion, every one of you Nazis.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement dropped sharply last fiscal year despite a massive illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border. The drop coinciding with numerous Biden administration policies that restrict ICE agents from arresting illegal immigrants. According to preliminary 2021 statistics on ICE's website, there were 55,590 removals, down from 185,884 in 2020. Republicans are hammering the Biden administration following the release of the latest inflation report. The consumer price index for all items rose 7.5% in the last 12 months, the biggest jump since the 1980s. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting the number was shocking. You're listening to USA Radio News. North American automakers are already starting to feel the effects of the trucker protests in Canada. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a General Motors factory near Lansing, Michigan.
Texas, Missouri, Florida, and West Virginia are all now investigating GoFundMe over COVID protests in Canada. The state's looking into why a fundraiser was removed for truckers trying to stop vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, heck yeah. I told you so. See, I'm the person that will say that. Oh, Kevin, it's not nice to say I told you so. I told you so. I don't have to be nice. See, I'm not going to be nice when there are people out there who are kicking and punching at me. Metaphorically. That's what they're doing. They're kicking and punching at me and kicking and punching at my kids and grandkids. Not going to happen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're fighters over here. I'm sick of watching the left do what they do and then try to slowly back away and go, oh, we didn't do anything. We didn't mean any harm. Nothing the left does, folks, is for the greater good. It is singularly for personal gain. Rules do not apply to them. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I dare you to look at anything that the left claims is for the greater good and see how much good it did the greater. It didn't do the greater any good, I promise you. They don't do black people any good. They don't do the LGBT community any good. Oh, they think they're winning. Black people think they're winning as they get made stupid. LGBT people think they're winning as they get marginalized to be thought of only by the way they have sex, the partners they choose. What a crappy way to live your life. They say, we're for women. How's that working out, ladies? I'm talking about these leftist hairy arm crowd. How's it working out? You doing any better? You got bad relationships with women. You can't get a man, not a real man anyway. You get eunuchs, male hyenas. And they don't even like you. You don't like them. They have higher suicide rates. They have higher divorce rates. Everything on the left is worse. They have no moral authority. They have no ethical base. They have don't believe anything that has to do with the greater good or a higher power. But they claim it's all for the greater good. And I'll give you an example. Let's look at these things that have happened. Like Joe Rogan. Rogan misspoke on a topic. He had a guy come in that gave him bogus statistics. Rogan didn't actually misspeak on it. The guy gave him bogus statistics and Rogan went, oh, well, I didn't really realize that. Because he has no offense. Joe is not intellectual enough to have dug in deeper. He just is a surface guy. And he gets away with it because he's kind of a blue collar. Hey, you know, I just heard this on the radio. I was on my way to work, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, we don't need any mooks speaking for us, but Joe's a mook, and he speaks for us. And so anyway, but he also talked about taking ivermectin. And now, Neil Young, a has-been musician who sounds like an animal dying, wants him kicked off Spotify, and we've got this whole universe of things.
We shouldn't allow for his misinformation. Nah, blah, blah, blah.
Really? Social media has kicked many, many conservatives off of social media. And by the way, we've been ostracized by the media for doing what? Telling the truth. I'll ask you this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Who's really for the greater good? Are you selfless? Let me answer for you. Yes, you are. You give? You give freely. You don't give because you want credit. You just give. Something comes up, you give. Oh, I know leftists will give occasionally, but they give and then they virtue signal. Look at what, well, here's what we did. We did this and we did that and we support the young and we support the blah blah and we support this and we blah. Whatever, clowns. They want credit. You people give and you'll just keep it quiet. You don't care. You're not looking for accolades. They do nothing without wonder, saying, how can I milk this so I can let everybody know how great I am? See, let me give you a little hint. Those of us who are Christ followers, we understand this. It doesn't matter how many good deeds you do. That's not how God judges you. It's not about your deeds. You're expected to do good things. You're a human being. It's like you're praising your kid because they can tie their shoe. Oh, look at little Johnny tie his shoe. Look, oh boy, you're a great law. You're 17. Who cares? Anyway, I could send a fifth grader to debate the most learned leftist, arm the kid only with the leftist's own words and outcomes, and they will absolutely destroy any leftist you want to put in front of them. Just give them, don't refer to any other experts, don't refer to studies, don't refer to polls, strictly give them the outcome. Let me give you an example. Give a kid the outcome of Joe Biden's presidency and say, go argue. Whoever, the most ardent Biden supporter, give me the smartest one. And I'll just tell this kid, okay, start with the border and go all the way up through Wu Flu. And where are we with Wu Flu? Let me recap what I told you about this stupid virus pretty much from the very beginning. I said, number one, as a numbers guy, the number of people getting this is much larger than they're telling you. The number of people who've had the Wu Flu, let me put it this way. I don't think there's a person in the United States. Let me give myself some wiggle room. 99% of the people in the United States have had this disease. And yet, we're alive. So that's number one. They were given, oh, well, we've had 14 million people here that got it, which was a lie. It was many more. And then they gave us the statistics of the number who died. And I told you, I said, those numbers are completely fake. They're fabricated. They've been lumped into everything. Was I a genius at this? No, they said it themselves.
Well, if you die and you happen to have the Wu Flu, we're going to test you. Then we're going to claim it as that.
This is what Dr. Burke said and Fauci, many others. They didn't even deny it.
Well, we have to do it that way because we're not sure. And then we started hearing words like comorbidity.
So in other words, you got hit by a car and, but your comorbidity was Wu Flu. Well, Wu Flu killed you. You ever heard of such nonsense? Let me ask you this. If you've got heart disease and you get hit by a car, do they go, well, we have to proclaim the comorbidity here too? No, in no time in history have they ever done this, but they did it for Wu Flu, so they stacked the numbers. And then it got worse, because then we started getting to the vaccine, which, by the way, none of the left won.
Oh, I'm not taking that. Trump, you don't know what Trump's done to Trump, the vaccine, there's no way.
And then Biden comes out, well, you can get FDA approval, and then once we get FDA approval, then so now we get the vaccine. And you know what they, 75 years from now, we can tell you how it really worked. Can you believe this? This is the public health. They give a vaccine. They go, well, no, you can't get any data from Pfizer. We're going to seal that for 75 years. Which, by the way, is about the time, the amount of time we expect you to live so nobody can sue or whatever. And by the way, you can't sue anyway because it's declared an emergency or antiviral or whatever. Right? So are you getting real data? Are you getting real data on the number of people who are died from the disease, actually from the disease? The answer was no. Were you getting any real data on hospitalizations? Actually from the disease? No, the virus. Absolutely not. Were you getting any real data from the outcome of taking the shot? No. Let me tell you something. This is Clinton wagging his finger at you talking about, oh, no, right, sex. They will never give you the real data about how many people were killed or maimed by these vaccines as they continue to push them. And where are we now? Oh, and by the way, mask work, right? No, they didn't work. They do work. They don't work. They do work. They went back and forth till they finally said, everybody's got to wear a mask. I don't care if you make it at home. I don't care what fabric it's made out of. There's nothing scientific about the mask. They didn't say mandatory, that it have this level of particulate that can get through. Nothing. And they called it science. So they paid $39,000 for everybody that was declared dead by Wu Flu. What do you think happened? Everybody was dying of Wu Flu. I could give you at least five people I know that said, Kevin, my father died of stage 4 cancer. My father died of emphysema. My father died, mother died of this or that. And they said, we had to fight to not let them put Wu Flu on their death certificate. They were just Wu Fluing everybody. Liars. And these vax Nazis that were, when they were killing people from the vax, oh no, that had nothing to do with the vax. No, this 32-year-old person died of natural causes of this heart attack or this blood clot. Liars. And now they want to get more accurate. Here's what they said. Senior Biden health officials have increasingly relied on hospitalization numbers rather than case counts to determine how to respond to the virus as well as the efficacy of the vaccines. Lower hospitalization rates could inform the administration's thinking on public health measures such as masking. More accurate COVID-19 numbers could also provide a better picture of the strain on hospitals and which resources they need during surges. Recalculating the hospitalization numbers won't be easy, said Eric Topol, professor of molecular medicine at Scripps Research. You need a panel of experts to review the cases to adjudicate if a hospitalization is for a person who came in for COVID or with COVID. Blah, blah, blah. All a bunch of nonsense. They're backtracking because they're scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
No secret to how you can interpret the signs that are out there that let you know when the game is being run on you. And when the government said to Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, you know what, you have no, there's no way to be sued. Just make what we tell you and things will go well for you. And I know where part of the money went. Pfizer forecasted $54 billion in COVID-related sales. To call this sales is the most gross description. There's no sales here. This is order taking. The government said, produce it. You produce this much, we'll give you $54 billion of profit. And that's what they did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. I'm talking about the ruse of Wu Flu yet again. And I've been talking about it for the better part of 18 months. And it's coming to fruition. And what have I said over the last couple of weeks? I said, the Democrats are going to back away from it. They're going to slowly start to do things. They're going to manipulate data. They're going to try to make it appear as though they never did what they did. And you give them a year, and they will be spinning this back on Democrats. That Donald Trump was doing vax mandates and making people wear masks. And shame on him. Let's sue him. He could never be president again. Look at the lies that he told, and they're going to be telling. For us, we've already been kicked off social media. They've ostracized us in media. What are we going to do? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Get signed up on our database, folks. I can't tell you how important that is. And if you're new to the program, we'll give you a free T-shirt, an Extreme Takeover White House Edition shirt. Just wear it and give us a picture of it. We're documenting people that like our crazy stuff. And just for the record, our merchandise is our message. Go out and get a cup that says whatever it says. No balls, no babies, whatever. Or just go get a cup. Or go get a hat. Or join the Flick Fest. Or support one of our projects. Our academic stuff, our education stuff at Seeking Educational Excellence. We have ways for you to donate tax-free. Go. It's all there. But we have also ways for you to donate to support. For example, we have a project to get people elected to school boards. That's one of our projects. Anyway, I'm talking about the ruse of Wu Flu. And I want you to remember this. The FDA wanted a Texas judge to delay production on the 55,000 pages of Wu Flu vaccine-related data that was submitted to the agency by Pfizer. It would have taken 75 years for you to see all the data. They wanted to produce 500 pages per month. Now, why would they produce this? Just give me the data. $54 billion in sales. I think you could afford to have a few people run some documents over to, you know, to tell us what's in this nonsense. Anyway, they did a Q4 release, earnings release, and you have to see this document, the number of red lines that goes through it. And what is it highlighting? Get this, vax Nazis. Unfavorable safety data. So here's an example. In Q4, they added, or further information regarding the quality of preclinical, clinical, or safety data, including by audit or inspection. What they're saying is, we no longer can tell you that it's as safe as everybody's been telling you. So if you happen to audit our clinical or safety data, the quality of our preclinical, clinical, or safety data, including by audit or inspection, might not be what we told you. Might not be what we thought. Now, for those of you who are out there, the vax Nazis, as I mentioned before, if you're telling me that, no, Kevin, this thing was safe, they said it was safe, etc., I give you this latest release by Pfizer. Oh, and for the record, Howard Stern, you know that has-been hack of a so-called shock jock? He wants Joe Rogan to admit that he's wrong and now recommend that people get the death poke. This with all the data. Now see, here's what I want to tell you yet again. Here's the problem. The problem is the left don't want to admit they're wrong. I want to just explain what's happening. They can't tell you, we lied. Yeah, I mean, come on, really? Sorry, guys, we lied. They can't do that, even though that is what they did. They can't even tell you, you know what, we might have gotten a few things wrong. They can't do that either. It's kiss of death, both of those. But that's what happened. They lied, and I don't even think they got a few things wrong. I think they intentionally misrepresented the data. People should be in prison for this. And I swear, if I had the money, I would be waging lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit over this. So long story short, we've got them, at best case, lying. Worst case, complicit in a cover-up, in a knowing scam, which is really what they did. And now what are they doing? They're slowly backing away. Well, you know, we're going to readjust our data. And you have people like Howard Stern who say, I'm refusing to be wrong. You have people like Fauci going, I'm refusing to be found out. You are not going to find out anything on me. You got the Biden administration saying, we refuse for you to try to tell us that there's a conspiracy here, that we've done something wrong, that we were in a cabal together to essentially be able to kill people willy-nilly whenever we want in the future, and we're going to kill quite a few of them now. I'm going to tell you, we think we know stuff now. I'm telling you guys right now, based on everything that, from my common sense, I haven't even had to use my brain. This is just common sense. Everything I've told you, common sense. WHO flu numbers from the beginning, more people had it. They didn't want to tell you more people had it because it wouldn't be nearly as dangerous, because the number of people dying had to be skewed.
Oh, it's killing more than 1, 2% of the people. It could go to 5%. It could be 50%.
No, it was never going to be more than 0.1%. So they had to skew the numbers, because they needed to implement all this other stuff. They had to implement these draconian lockdown measures and what have you. Oh, by the way, I didn't even cover this. They told us social distancing would work. Masking and social distancing on a virus, an airborne virus. So anyway, they don't want to admit it, because to admit it means they now have to take responsibility. If you think for 1 second these people will take responsibility, you're out of your mind. And Howard Stern's a great example. All the evidence coming in, it's trickling in. It's being slowly infused in so the Democrats can pretend, oh, no, we wrote this 3 weeks ago. We said this. They're sneaking it in. I promise you. Listen to what I'm telling you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Watch Congress. They're going to sneak into the system that you can't go after anybody who may have given you misinformation. You can't go after your doctor who told you to get the death poke, or anybody else. There will be complete and utter indemnity, and eventually they won't even want you talking about it. They will say,
anybody talking about what was happening with WHO flu and all the things that are going on and the truth that was revealed, if you continue to talk about the truth, we're going to kick you off of whatever else is left.
This is what's going to happen. You better know it. So, look, you take this for what you want. Go do your own research about this stuff. But ask yourself these very simple questions. Why suddenly do they want to know the hospitalization numbers? Let me finish this part. We started with this. The Trump administration launched a similar effort at the height of the scamdemic in 2020. While some hospital networks have changed how they input COVID-19 admissions since then, many have not been able to consistently separate individuals who arrive at the facility for non-COVID reasons. For example, a heart problem or a broken leg. You can't figure out, okay, you got a broken leg, I want you to fix my leg, and oh, we tested you, you have COVID, but it's not doing anything to you. Fix the leg. So the two senior Biden officials said the process of getting every hospital in the country to report accurately will likely take several months. You want to know why it's going to take several months? Because they want to wait. They want to pretend they're doing something.
We're trying to get to the bottom of this. If there's been some shenanigans here, we want to know who did it.
Because they're looking for Republicans to blame, and they want to pretend they're doing something in time for the midterms. This is strictly about polling. This is a total pivot, and it's the Biden administration admitting we're wrong, and we got to try to play cover up. Don't let them get away with this, people. Keep talking about it. Remind leftists of what they've done.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.